The King and Queen of Hearts were seated on their throne when they arrived, with a great crowd assembled about them, all sorts of little birds and beasts, as well as a whole pack of cards. The knave was standing before them, in chains, with a soldier on each side to guard him, and near the king was the white rabbit, with a trumpet in one hand and a scroll of parchment in the other. In the very middle of the court was a table, with a large dish of tarts upon it. They looked so good that it made Alice quite hungry to look at them. "I wish they'd get the trial done," she thought, "and hand round the refreshments." But there seemed to be no chance of this, so she began looking at everything about her to pass away the time. Alice had never been in a court of justice before, but she had read about them in books, and she was quite pleased to find that she knew the name of nearly everything there. "That's the judge," she said to herself, "because of his great wig." The judge, by the way, was the king, and as he wore his crown over the wig, look at the frontispiece if you want to see how he did it, he did not look at all comfortable, and it was certainly not becoming. "And that's the jury box," thought Alice, "and those 12 creatures," she was obliged to say creatures, you see, because some of them were animals and some were birds. "I suppose they are the jurors." She said this last word 2 or 3 times over to herself, being rather proud of it, for she thought, and rightly too, that very few little girls of her age knew the meaning of it at all. However, jurymen would have done just as well. The 12 jurors were all writing very busily on slates. "What are they doing?" Alice whispered to the griffin. "They can't have anything to put down yet before the trial's begun."
"They're putting down their names," the griffin whispered in reply, "for fear they should forget them before the end of the trial."
"Stupid things," Alice began in a loud, indignant voice, but she stopped hastily, for the white rabbit cried out, "Silence in the court!" And the king put on his spectacles and looked anxiously around to make out who was talking. Alice could see, as well as if she were looking over their shoulders, that all the jurors were writing down "stupid things" on their slates, and she could even make out that one of them didn't know how to spell "stupid," and that he had to ask his neighbor to tell him. "A nice muddle their slates'll be in before the trial's over," thought Alice. One of the jurors had a pencil that squeaked. This, of course, Alice could not stand. She went round the court and got behind him, and very soon found an opportunity of taking it away. She did it so quickly that the poor little juror, it was Bill the lizard, could not make out at all what had become of it. So, after hunting all about for it, he was obliged to write with one finger for the rest of the day, and this was of very little use, as it left no mark on the slate.
"Herald, read the accusation," said the king.
On this, the white rabbit blew 3 blasts on the trumpet, and then unrolled the parchment scroll and read as follows. "The Queen of Hearts, she made some tarts all on a summer day. The Knave of Hearts, he stole those tarts and took them quite away."
"Consider your verdict," the king said to the jury.
"Not yet, not yet," the rabbit hastily interrupted. "There's a great deal to come before that."
"Call the first witness," said the king,
and the white rabbit blew 3 blasts on the trumpet and called out, "First witness." The first witness was the Hatter. He came in with a teacup in one hand and a piece of bread and butter in the other.
"I beg your pardon, your majesty," he began, "for bringing these in, but hadn't quite finished my tea when I was sent for.